In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, the very first words we heard in the liturgy today were the words of the prophet Ezekiel. Vidi aquam egredientem de templo a latere dextro. I saw water coming from the right side of the temple. At the time of the prophet Ezekiel, the temple of Jerusalem had been destroyed, and the people of God reduced to captivity in Babylon. But God wanted to console his people and to give them a message of hope through the mouth of the prophet. So Ezekiel was brought to the top of a mountain, and there he had a vision. He saw the new temple of God and a source of water coming from its right side. And that was a promise of salvation, a promise that God would not forsake his people, but that one day they would see the new temple of God, from whose right side would come forth a source of living water for the salvation of mankind. But this prophecy remained a mystery for many and many centuries. The Jews, they bowed their heads before these words with respect, but with no understanding. If we asked, "What does this prophecy mean?" they would not be able to answer. The meaning of these divine words will be given to us only in the New Testament by St. John the Apostle. St. John, whose purity made him able to penetrate the secrets of God himself. St. John, who dared to repose his head upon the heart of Christ during the Last Supper. He is the one who is going to explain to us the meaning of the prophecy of Ezekiel. And my brethren, it could not be otherwise, but it had to be St. John, because he was the only apostle to follow the Master until the end, to follow Christ up to Calvary. And it was there, at the top of that mountain, that St. John had a vision, and he saw one of the soldiers opened the side of Jesus with a sword, and there came out blood and water. One of the soldiers opened the side of Jesus with a sword, and there came out blood and water. My brethren, this is the exact same vision that Ezekiel had many centuries before the death of our Lord. But what Ezekiel saw in figure, John saw in reality, because the temple is Christ himself, in which dwells the fullness of the divinity. And his heart is the source, the fountain of living water, which was opened for our salvation. So Ezekiel said, I saw water coming from the right side of the temple, which means that the right side of Jesus was pierced by the lance. So the promise of salvation that God made to his people through the mouth of the prophet Ezekiel was accomplished on that day, on that Friday, when Jesus Christ gave his own life for us on the cross, and from his right side he sprang forth living waters. And the prophet Ezekiel continues, Et omnes ad quos pervenit aqua ista salvi facti sunt. And only those who are touched by these waters can be saved. So, my brethren, we have to understand that it's not enough that this source of life was opened for us on the cross. It is not enough if these waters do not come to touch us. So it's not enough for our salvation that Christ died on the cross. It's not enough if we do not come in contact with this great mystery. Our Lord, by his life and death, acquired an infinite treasure of merits for our salvation. But if we do not come and approach him to drink from his right side, if we do not come to have participation in this treasure cannot help us. It's not automatic. But we have to come and drink from this source. And we come and drink, and we come into participation with the infinite treasures of the merits of Christ through the sacraments. The sacraments are seven fountains of living waters springing forth from the heart of Jesus for the salvation of mankind. So every time we receive with devotion one of the sacraments of the church, my brethren, we are being touched by the living waters of grace. We are being touched by the waters that flow from the right side of the temple for our salvation. So let us renew our faith in the power, in the virtue of the sacraments that Christ gave us, because they are truly channels of grace and of salvation for each one of us. That's why they exist as the channels of salvation. So, my brethren, let us stand in spirit at the foot of the cross with Mary and John. And let us contemplate the side of the Lord opened by the sword. And let us see this fountain of life from which flows living waters. And let us remain there underneath this divine source in order to be washed by its waters, in order to receive the pardon of our sins, the healing of our wounds, the strength we need to be holy, and the salvation of our souls. Yes, my brethren, we saw living waters coming from the right side of the Savior. And only those who are touched by these waters can be saved. They will sing eternally, Alleluia. So, my brethren, do not run away from these waters of salvation, but let them touch you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.